Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And welcome you to the first hour of our second holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website, click on Listen Upper Left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and there are some really cute Facebook posts that I put up. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Oh, God, there's a really fun of animals talking, of cats talking. But then there's another one. I think the caption is something like, when the mailman is your bestie. And I swear, I have never seen something so cute. You know how some people have their mail slots in their door? And anyway, so it's a picture of kind of a yellow lab type dog on the inside. And then the mailman has put the mail in because it's all over the floor, but his hands are sticking through the mail slot, scratching the back of the dog and the dog, you know, anyway, it's just adorable. Anyway, never seen that one before. So anyway, it's really cute. So if you happen to do Facebook, go take a look. It will brighten your day because it's very cute. Alrighty then. It is the second Sunday of December, and we are on schedule. And let's get everybody in. And of course, always as usual, Animal World's production engineer and call screener is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning. And what... just Nathan, no Stacy? What's going on?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it's just the weather's pretty. It's winter.
So very gray outside.
Considering Stacy went back to Hawaii.
Oh, the grass is definitely greener over there, or the sun is definitely shinier. And
yeah, the sun is shinier. Skies and the palm are trees, bluer. Palm trees. She sent me a beautiful picture of the ocean and palm trees and all of that. But apparently, Nathan, she has one of her daughters is running in some kind of marathon or something over there. But it was a good excuse for Stacy and her other daughter to go over there because, of course, they have to choose. Cheer on the one that's, you know, competing. Anyway, so they're over and had an excuse and they're gone. And when Stacy isn't here to answer the phones and we have a busy phone Sunday, which usually the second Sunday of the month is, it's much easier if the rest of us zoom in and then Nathan can answer phone calls and stay in the main studio and it's much easier for him. So we are zooming in again. Which is probably a good thing. But anyway, as I started to tell you, it is the second Sunday of December, and that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday on Animal World. So we must have a couple of people with us, and we do. I think you've heard them chuckling in the background, and that would mean that Linda Rasmussen is here, and brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen. So good morning, you guys, Dr. Nels, Linda.
Hello.
Good morning.
And I have to say that Nels warned us before the show. You know, he has moved over to the middle of nowhere in Idaho. But apparently you're going to be the first one of us to get any snow because you said it's supposed to start any moment over there. So is this your first snow of the season?
Excuse me. I think I have a seasonal frog. Anyway, yeah, we had a dusting about 3 weeks ago, just like a quarter of an inch. Today we're supposed to get real snow, they say. I don't know how many inches, probably 3 or 6. It's usually every time they predict snow, they say, 3 to 6 inches, and it'll snow anywhere from an inch to a foot. But that's the usual prediction.
All right. And yeah, so this will be your first serious snow if it happens.
Yep.
All right. And then we also know that hopefully it will be a gentle snow and trees will stay in place and you won't have any power issues because apparently your generator is down.
Yeah.
So power goes out. We're Nels is done, but it's not supposed to be a big storm or anything, is it? It's
just... we haven't heard anything about wind, and the forecast is like 3 to 5 miles an hour. Usually that's no big deal. So.
All right. All right, that sounds good. And Linda, you've had an early day today. You made a big drive because you were, up in the Darrington area and had to drive all the way down south. And so your day has started really early. And over here on this side of the mountains, at least especially at my house, it has just been raining like crazy. Yesterday there were some points where, holy mackerel, I think you could have floated away. It was raining so hard. So how are you, Linda, and how was the drive?
Well, I managed to pry my hands off the steering wheel. It was a lot of rain. It was really heavy rain and dark because it was early. So I was mainly concerned that I'd be aware if, you know, there's water over the road because there's a couple low points along the way. But everything was fine. I just really wanted to take my time and be careful. So I was relieved when I got to the freeway and it was raining less. And by the time I was south of Marysville, there was really no rain. So I was, I worked hard at the beginning and then I coasted the rest of the way.
All right. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you got home and plenty of time to join us. And all is working now. And if it doesn't, we have an excuse. And I guess I haven't been paying attention, or time's been going so fast and there's been so much stuff going on that, holy mackerel, I didn't realize it, but our wonderful planet Mercury is in retrograde again.
That it is, and whether you know it or not, you've probably been feeling it.
I'll tell you what, it explained a whole lot because, I swear I've lived a whole lifetime in 1 week. It's been that kind of a week. Oh, and wait till you guys hear. We'll get to it eventually. Wait till you hear about the case that me and Nels are working on. I mean, holy, and man, did Mercury in retrograde hit a smack in the face on this one, and we didn't even know it was Mercury, but now we have something to blame this whole thing on. Anyway, we'll be telling you all about that. Again. Oh, my. Oh, that was a big boy. So let's see. It actually, if anybody cares, Mercury went retrograde on November 25th, and it will go direct next Sunday, December 15th, and then it usually takes... Natasha calls it the shadow of the retrograde, but it takes several days to really get back in balance. Nathan, had you been paying attention to the calendar, you could have planned your open house and housewarming, a little differently timing wise. But you know, Nathan, and for Dr. Nelson, Linda, Nathan has all moved into his new condo, and he's official because he had his official open house this last week. It was Tuesday evening, late afternoon evening, and of course, it was, I didn't think it wasn't a terribly bad day in terms of weather and stuff.
No, it was just an average Seattle, fall, winter day.
Yep. So I thought that, now Nathan is so organized. He sent out the emails online, to invite you, and all of that. And then you get into that and describing, the condo is only so much space. And Nathan knows lots of people. So he had a schedule. It's like 4 to 5 o'clock is family. And then 5 to 6 is like friends. Yep. And then 6 to 7 is like colleagues. And then the 7 to 9 were all the people that play pool because we're going to go play pool. So you're supposed to come at your allotted time slots. And but he also said, well, come whenever you want to. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, my worst favorite drive is going south from where I am, which is why when I left, the Seattle Bellevue area, I moved north because down south traffic can be yucky. Anyway, I'm watching the traffic all day, so I'll, be scheduled to go. And that was the other first Mercury in retrograde is the PUD does a really wonderful job out in our area of taking trees down alongside the roads before they have a chance to fall and have big power outages like we just had for several days. They were scheduled to take some of my trees down on the road before the bomb cyclone and the big storm we had. And then they disappeared and figured, well, we won't see them again until after they get done with storm cleanup. And hopefully they'll let me know. Well, Mercury's in retrograde. They didn't let me know. So Tuesday morning, they showed up at the crack of dawn. And y'all will know, that I'm not a morning person. So my Tuesday started out with me having 2.5 hours earlier than I would normally wake up. And I'm awake because I got, the big, huge trucks and chainsaws and all that sort of thing. So Tuesday didn't start out real well. with all the wood and coming down and in and out and all of that. But they got done in time, and I decided, well, I'll leave early and get down there because the earlier I go, the better the drive will be and all of that sort of thing. And I was watching, GPS during the day. And what started out should have been, it said an hour and like 20-minute drive. So I think I left at 4:30, thinking that, 5:36, give me a little extra hour and a half. I should be there. I should be out there at the right time that I'm supposed to be there. Oh, I don't know. Over 2 hours later, I finally got there about 7:45. And I'll tell you what, it was just such a long drive and was one of those ones where, I start out my GPS, which is pretty accurate, hour and 20 minutes. And like every 5 minutes would tick longer and longer. And then you'd see all the red and the yellow on your GPS and all giving you creative ways to go around. And so it took me over I-90 and down 509. And then wouldn't you know, I get down, I'm 8 miles away and, should be there momentarily. And that First Avenue South drawbridge goes up. So I have to sit, for 20, 30 minutes at the drawbridge. And anyway, the good news is, I got to see Nathan's condo, you guys, and I did get to the party, and The first thing, of course, we take our shoes off when you go in the house. And I'll tell you what, that carpet he picked out, it's really nice. It's sure fun to walk around on bare feet. It's nice and squishy and feels really good. And, you know, it was full of people the whole time, but had a really, really wonderful time. It was so good to see where you are, Nathan. And it seemed like you were... It went really well considering Mercury is in retrograde. I think you had a pretty good open house, didn't you?
Yeah. In fact, I was told that, you know, always expect to have maybe 75% of people show up. And there were, you know, some people that weren't able to make it. So it was definitely not as packed as it could have been. But I'm glad that I got enough food and everything else to supply everybody that came, and as it was done, I just maybe had like three little pulled pork sliders left. So
all right,
it was the perfect amount.
It was great, and I got to see you know colleagues that you know, I haven't seen for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But you're important enough, Nathan, that the bosses came out. You got both the big bosses for the station. Down to see, so and that was fun to see both the Erics and catch up with everybody. But anyway, congratulations, you're in the house, Nathan had of course said in his invitation that gifts weren't expected, but if you were gonna do a housewarming gift, why don't you wait till you come down and see what he needs? And so I did that, but I already had something in mind that's gonna be anyway. I'm sorry that we couldn't come into the studio today because I have a little something for you. It's one of my favorite.
Thank you. Well, maybe we'll see you next week when.
Yeah,
we have
we're
our show.
Hoping. Anyway, and whenever I see you again, I have something great for your new place. And anyway, so it is the second Sunday, and we're expecting, I think, more rain, aren't we? I mean, what's going on with our weather? I think we just stay in the house, listen to Animal World, then you can root for the Seahawks. And you're not getting anything done outside because it's just too darn rainy.
Well, today we're going to have some rain up until noontime, and after that should start teetering off to be mostly cloudy as we approach the evening. And after we go into Monday throughout Thursday, looks like just kind of mainly mostly cloudy skies or some sun breaks. And then, of course, once Thursday comes around, we'll get back into some rain likely, which will last throughout the remainder of this week. And temperatures kind of upper 40s, low 50s. So starting to cool off, but no snow yet.
All right, but we are getting snow in the mountains because they've already opened the passes and stuff. So that was
really good.
Because it wasn't last year, wasn't it? It was really, really late, and it wasn't a good ski season and for snow and stuff. But I think we're doing well this year, and they're open much earlier. I know they were supposed to get like 7 to 10 inches of snow on Stevens Pass last night.
Wow.
I know it sure rained like crazy at my house. And if that was snow, then they should have gotten a lot, Stevens Pass. Because, boy, it was really flooding at my house.
I don't know. What did they say? Like 1 inch of rain equals 1 foot of snow or something like that? I think that's
really?
The ratio. Yeah. Like if it was 1 inch of rainfall, then if it was snow, it probably would have been a foot.
Okay. Well, I'm not changing my thoughts. I still think they got a lot of snow on the pass last night, if the rain that I got is any judge of that. But it's still raining here, but not terrifically hard. The PUD got the trees down, so it was like a couple days really early, and then I don't burn wood. I have a pellet stove, I don't burn wood. And the person that usually takes wood when the trees come down like that can't do it right now. So I put out a little thing on Nextdoor, you know, online. And gosh, I met the neatest people, and you know, that burn with wood and really need wood. So then Thursday they were all coming and getting the wood and all that sort of stuff. So that all got taken care of. And I did this week also. There was enough dry weather a couple of times that I got Huge round one and a huge round two of my storm, bomb cyclone cleanup finally done because the weather was dry and I happened to be here and could do that. So I've got 2/3 of my place cleaned up after the bomb cyclone. I've still got the dog yard to go, but now I'm waiting for another dry day when I'm actually here. That, of course, doesn't tell you about two serious dog cases situations this week. One that's already been resolved nicely. The other one, Nels and I are in the middle of, and holy moly, what a Mercury in retrograde week. And this is one of the most serious and unusual cases been involved in. So we will get to that, tell you all about it, because we will have them on the air here for treatments today with Dr. Nels and Linda. So let's see, we talked about Stacy is in Hawaii, but she's going to be first on the list, Dr. Nels, because she let us know in her email that she has the two Frenchies, Tank and the Bagman, and Bags is her younger of the two and kind of the challenged boy. And he can have some little neurotic behaviors here and there and obsessive compulsive type stuff, usually in the form of licking, and this latest has been with his feet and so forth. And let's see, last month you did a reset or a tune-up for Bags, and Stacy reported to us immediately that the licking stopped and he settled, and she was shocked, as she always is when you work your magic and he calms down. But she requested that you check on him and do a tune-up because he's at the doggy hotel while mom's in Hawaii. Yes. So we'll have you take care of that for Stacy. And at some point we will need to get to your newsletter, because you do a wonderful, for your private membership group at healingministryforanimals.com, you do a monthly newsletter that comes out the first Sunday of every month. And, great videos and stories. But also the affirmation of the month, and it's a good one this month. So we'll talk about that, and when we get to current events, I'm doing a class for you this week. So you're going to have to get busy and join the private group if you want to learn how to talk to your animals. We're going to do basic talking to animals and animal communication 101 that I'll share with you. So anyway, we'll talk about all that stuff. So I'm looking at the clock, and if we're going to stay on schedule, how about we take care of our advertisers for the first time, and then we'll come back and officially start the show, and that is with our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll have open phone lines. So if there are any of you out there that want to have tune-up for your animal friends or yourselves. Remember, if you call in, that Dr. Nels will tune in and work on the animals, and Linda will then do a session with the human animal that we have on the line. So if you got to do it early, you can call in anytime, and after prayers and affirmations, we'll get to your phone calls, or we'll get to Dr. Nels' newsletter, whichever it works out. So let's go ahead and take care of those advertisers. We'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi. Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Isn't it fun to have the jingle cats and dogs? I don't know about the rest of you, but, Thanksgiving was late. And so, you know, it seems like Christmas is a slow start going. But, the lights are going up in my neck of the woods around here and stuff. And get out and about. It's starting to feel a little Christmassy. And by golly, nails get snow. That kind of means Christmas. All right, so Christmas tree. Do you guys do Christmas trees?
Oh yes,
I still
got
need to
my
get one.
Tree. I got my tree on my deck. It's all lit up. I don't know about putting ornaments on it. They might, you know, a weather system might aggravate it.
But, the
lights
all
are good.
And all right.
It keeps us from choking our house with a tree that takes up, you know, way too much space.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Alrighty, and let's see. So we did hear. And by the way, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting rolling. We haven't even officially started the show, but we did hear from Linda Rasmussen. And just so you know, Linda is local, and you can work with her in person at her office, which is in the Intraspace facility. That's the old Rainier Brewery. And you can work with her in person, or she can work with you remotely, because in energetic healing practices, which this is kind of bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing is really what I call energy work or energy healing. And with energy work, there's no issue with distance. You can do it in person. You can do it long distance. Very much. Most people are familiar with like Reiki, which is a form of bringing energy through for healing. It's similar to, it's not the same thing, but in terms of there being no issue with distance. It's the same type of thing. Linda, you continue to offer a free introductory session to anyone that's interested. And all I have to do is call or text you at the number we'll give out. Yes. And you do those in person or remotely, right?
That's correct.
And you also, you know, give free treatments to anyone who calls in on our second Sundays of the month. But when it comes to getting a free session with you off the air, if you've worked with folks on the air, you say that doesn't count. So they can still get a free session with you, whether or not you've worked with them on the air. And let's see, your website, if you want to check Linda out, website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you would like a free introductory session with her, all you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992, and she'd be delighted to work with you. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center, which is now in her home in Shoreline. And it is just such a wonderful experience to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and acutonic forks and all of that. And I, you know, I don't know what I'd do without her. I certainly appreciate her keeping me in good shape. And boy, did I know after this week, I sure needed her. Had a great session on Friday. So check her out. It's whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And remember me, animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. And if you or anyone you know has got big problems with their dogs, well, I specialize in coming in and teaching you everything you need to know, getting that dog under control, setting you up for the rest of your lifetime with a great dog. And get it all done in one session, usually a marathon session. Unless, of course, I get a case like we're working with now. and then it might take longer. I can't always wave my magic wand and solve things instantly, but most of the time I can. So I will always talk to you for free on the phone. So you, anybody else has problems with their dogs, needs help, you can always call me. And I'd be delighted to talk to you and let you know if I can help and how I work and what's involved. And the number to pass out. So write this down, pass it out to anybody who has problems with dogs. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. Then I think we are all caught up with advertisers and we can officially start the show. So if you haven't been here before when we've done that, I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I do that with a couple of Saint Francis prayers. You know, it's Sunday, and I can. So we start with a little Saint Francis prayer for our animal friends, and a little longer one for us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations that have been proven to be life-altering and included here coming from some members of our animal world family. And whether or not you participate, say the prayers along with me and the affirmations, that's completely up to you. You can opt out of this. It's not like dancing to the Jingle Cats, which we'll get to at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But here you can opt out of the prayers and affirmations if you so choose. So we are going to get started with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty, so we're good in the prayer department. Let's get our affirmations rolling here. And I say these affirmations out loud three times. And once again, you can participate, say them along with me, or not, completely up to you. And these affirmations are all chosen for their life-altering in a positive way. Effects. This first one came from my spiritual family and was an assignment years and years ago. And the assignment was say this three times once a day for a week, see what happens. That changed my life. So I continue to use it and I share it with you. And here we go. Three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, now, second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen. You'll find out that when we get to phone calls, and when she's works with one of you human animals, she will give us an affirmation to keep the energy going throughout the week. And that's where this one came from, and so many people started using it, and I got so many calls, people letting me know how powerful it was that I tried it. Boy, altered things for me. So I continue to use it, and so many of you do. Now, when I start this affirmation, when I say abundance, imagine the kind of abundance that you need in your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew, all righty. Now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and is the one I use for me and my animal friends to keep us in the right frame of mind, and especially for going out in the world. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, boy, did I need this one this week. This one comes from our psychic gal, Natasha Venter. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to keep us, try to keep us in alignment with this crazy energy going on. And it definitely helps. So here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, then we conclude these affirmations. The last long affirmation is once again from the Ananda Institute, and it is the Warrior of Light affirmation. And as we do this, ascend the light all around the country, all around the world. And if you haven't been paying attention, huge stuff happened yesterday and last night in Syria, and it appears to be a good thing. So you might want to send some extra light there. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti. All righty. We are good with all of that. Now we conclude the whole prayer and affirmation ritual with Dr. Nell's contribution, and it's his favorite part. So to set this all in, what we do, cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, okay. I always feel like, okay, we've done our work for the day. We're done. But no, we are just getting started. And I was going to suggest, well, there we go. He's back. Nathan, we are done with prayers and affirmations. I know you have been on the phone. Have we got phone callers to go to?
We'll be taking care of one after we take a short commercial break here.
You are right. That's what I was just checking. So I was going to say we will continue our affirmation process and all of that and get to Dr. Nell's newsletter. But, oh, well, I guess not. You know, phone calls take priority. So we are going to take care of advertisers that will take care of those obligations for the hour. And then we will have the rest of the time to chat with whomever is on phone lines. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Phone calls with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in. Join me on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, December 22nd, 1 p.m. Pacific, for the Turning Season panel about the winter solstice cosmic energy patterns influencing the entire season, seen through the lens of vibrational astrology. Discover themes and their messages for us this season. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, December 22nd, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Oh. Oh, love it. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Nerwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of our second holiday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. Dr. Nels is our neuroenergetic balancer, and Linda does the best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes. And, you know, essentially, for any of you, if you don't know, it's kind of a, I describe it as a light fingers-on energetic healing modality, and can help with physical stuff, emotional stuff. You know, as we have more time during the show, you know, we can talk more about the process and what it's all about. But we are going to head right to the phones at this point. We are headed to Kirkland. And Mary, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hello.
Nice. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. What can we help you with today?
Well, I'm calling in regarding my little dog, Penelope. She's a Chiweeny, and she's 14 years old, and she's doing pretty good, but sometimes she falls down the stairs or trips up the stairs, and I just wanted to call and see if you could help her out a little bit.
All right. Well, that's the kind of thing that this work, you know, Dr. Nels is really successful in helping dogs, you know, with skeletal or muscular issues. I mean, like I said, you know, behavior, physical. Now, we want to make sure that Dr. Nels, that you get a connection with Penelope. Do you need more of a description?
I'd like to know, what color is Penelope? Just describe how she looks.
Sure. Penelope is black, and well, she was brown, but she's kind of the brown parts are kind of in her face hair turning white.
So right.
She's basically like black and sort of white.
And you said she's a Chiweeny. That would be a
Chihuahua
Dachshund mix.
Exactly.
And you said she's black.
Yeah.
Does she look, have a long body like a Dachshund, or look more like a Chihuahua type?
It's not quite as long as the Dachshund, but it is elongated.
Okay, I'm feeling a good connection here now, so let's see what I can find.
Okay, so Dr. Nels is tuning in to Penelope, and, you know, the worst thing we could hear him say now would be, oh, she's in bowel, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
He's got his fingers going, you found
right.
something, huh?
I did find something, And it just absolutely popped right up. There's this feeling of powerlessness, and whether that's Mary's or whether it's Penelope's, there's a vibration in the house. Let me put it that way. And so we're definitely going to want Linda to come in and check in on you know, what she finds. She may take a different avenue to get there, but there's an energy
very
that
interesting.
Needs some help. Yeah.
You know, as I call it, the human to animal transference. Our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our behavior, our characteristics, you know, the normal flow of energies from human to animal. That's kind of how I explain what Dr. Nels was talking about. And so the energies he's picking up, he's not sure if it's something that Penelope is taking on of Mary's or whether it's Penelope's. So how it works here is that once Dr. Nels gets a connection with the animals and starts working on them, then if the human animal is comfortable, we turn you over to Linda and she does a session with you so we can balance everybody all together. So Mary, are you okay with this for a session with Linda?
Yeah, how long will it take?
A couple minutes or so. Not very long.
Sure, that's good.
Okay, all right. So, Linda, you are in charge. Mary is all yours.
Hi, good morning, Mary.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you to think the sky is blue, just relaxed, breathing normally.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have you set that aside and think of a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. You don't need to tell us who it is. Just bring a person into your thoughts. Does somebody come to mind?
Yeah, somebody came to mind.
Okay, focus on that person. Just think about them. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on loneliness. So now you're just thinking loneliness. And we're going to replace that. And we're replacing loneliness with the feeling of friendship. And for people listening, you also can follow these instructions so everybody can just focus on friendship right now.
Okay.
Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. So just rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. And then you're going to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can. As soon as you feel like I need some air, just let it back in. And when you're ready, exhale again. And you're thinking friendship and the number two.
All right, Mary, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. Exhale all your air out and hold it out as long as you comfortably can. Taking in another breath and exhaling again whenever you need to. Thinking friendship two. Friendship two. Friendship two.
Perfect, Mary. Go ahead and breathe normally and with your eyes open. Just tipping your head forward, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head come up to a comfortable position. And bring that person that you were thinking about back into your thoughts. We've got a little more work to do, so keep thinking about that person. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on satisfied, feeling satisfied.
Okay.
And the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right, just rolling your closed eyes to the right. And just doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think satisfied too.
All right, Mary, you've got your eyes closed. You, behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes to the right. Do some slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking satisfied too. Satisfied too. Satisfied two. Satisfied.
Perfect.
Two.
Go ahead and breathe normally, Mary, and just tip your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head come back up, and thinking about that person. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And the affirmation will be, I embrace the feeling of satisfied. So you'll just be looking for frequent use of this affirmation at least three times in a row. And the idea of embracing satisfied is bringing it close. So really allowing satisfied to be the energy that you feel regardless of what's going on. And affirming, I embrace the feeling of satisfied.
Okay. Does that make sense, Linda?
You mean Mary?
Mary?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So let's check in with Dr. Nils. Have you got anything to report about Miss Penelope?
Yes. Well, Penelope did indeed need a good thorough rebalancing. I worked on both sides of her body and probably about three pairs of points on each side. So that she got a pretty good thorough tune-up. And this is, as Martha was saying, this is sort of my bread and butter. this is the kind of thing I work on all the time. And Mary, if you haven't been to my website at healingministryforanimals.com, I'd recommend you go there and look at the videos.
Can you say it again, the website?
Yeah, it's healingministryforanimals.com.
Okay, I got to write that
yeah.
down.
And then you can see videos. You get access to my YouTube channel through there, and you can watch the videos. I'm currently working with a cat in near Melbourne, Australia, who
wow.
has a weak back end. Another cat in New York City who has a weak back end.
Wow.
And a little dog that is one of the videos on my channel that I made 7 years ago. And here we are 7 years later, and she's having a similar problem again, but for 7 years, she has been great. But she's she was dragging herself in the first video. This time, she didn't get that far because the woman knew who to call right away.
Wonderful.
And so the dog was only stumbling, and we're making good progress already.
And I think, is it fair to say, Dr. Nils, with a situation like Mary has going on with Penelope, I mean, she's in a 14-year-old body, and bodies do deteriorate as we get older. And, you know, stumbling or tripping on stairs, well, you know, it's kind of a normal elderly progression. But the work that Dr. Nils does makes such a huge difference. So this treatment today could be very helpful for Penelope, but don't older models like Penelope, 14 years old, and don't they need often a few treatments or ongoing treatment? What would be normal, would you expect with Penelope?
You know, if she's not absolutely dragging herself around, that's wonderful I've brought a lot of those back, but it's not, it's a longer process. If she's just stumbling now and then, you know, we're in a good place to really make a difference pretty quickly. And what we just did today is a really good start. You probably would want to get a little bit more done, have me do some more sessions, especially if I can get on a video call with you, then we can really accelerate things. Then usually with these older dogs, even after we get them to where they don't appear to have that problem anymore, it's good to get a tune-up, either, you know, once a month or once every other month kind of tune-up, just to keep them in good shape. Because, yeah, as we get older, things don't necessarily work as efficiently, and this helps.
Yeah, so one example of Mary might be that you contact Dr. Nils off the air. And by the way, everybody, he does a free telephone evaluation. So you just go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and tell him you'd like to talk to him. He'll arrange a phone call. And then he can, you know, tune in, you know, to your animal friend and talk to you a little more about, you know, what he feels like would be necessary. But you might need a few treatments to get Penelope just as good as she can be right now. And then you can do further, you know, a follow-up treatment here or there, or you can take advantage of us here on Animal World, because the second Sunday of every month, Dr. Nils and Linda are here and treatments are free, so you can call in every month to get a tune-up for Penelope. Does that all that make sense to you, Mary?
Yes, it does.
All righty. Everything good? We're getting close to the top of the hour, so I'm going to let you go unless you have anything else you need to know about.
I just want to say thank you very much. I super appreciate it. And I will check in with Dr. Nils. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Mary, for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty then. We are going to wrap up hour number one. And... you know, Love Train is taking a break for the month because it's our Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else that you might celebrate during the month of December. And so we enjoy the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. So we are going to play a couple of wonderful Jingle Cat tunes for you. So we get to kind of bop around and sing and dance a little bit to the Jingle Cats. And last week I just started to turn us over to the Jingle Cats, and Nathan said, well, aren't you going to energize up the Jingle Cats like you do the Love Train? And I thought, well, I wasn't going to, but so by special request from Nathan, because he thinks we need to energize up the Jingle Cats so we get more good juice for the day and the week. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, a body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. All right, and they are coming right up, so stay right where you are, and we will get to more phone calls, and I think next up is going to be this serious case we've got going, so we're going to explain it all to you. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.